Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a great weekend. I mean, the fear that they would not show up. I had an actual fear that this was going to be a horrific game because they had nobody.
It was going to be the end of the season if they lost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the end of Baltimore season. They're bad. That's it. They're terrible. But they just, boy, did they show up. From the very first drive, just an ass-kicking. Now, Baltimore had nobody. They had nobody, right? The injuries are just ridiculous how bad it is. It's almost like they're the Baltimore
tell
Astros.
Tell it to the Astros, yeah. I don't care. Astros didn't get it done. They had to get it done. Play with the people on your team. And they look like a can of quit. Well, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens defense is legitimately terrible. I've never seen. Yeah. It's one of the worst defenses I've seen. And it's every week they're getting beat like this. Yeah. Every week their defense is getting smoked. And the Texans looked. You know, I got to say, Nick had the good plays yesterday.
He did call the good plays. He actually did.
Maybe he's learning a little
you
bit.
You played two really bad teams back-to-back, but you showed up. You showed out. I mean, this is we got to play CJ's quote, the one about the O-line, though. And, you know, he gave all credit. Well, first he gave credit to God on the field.
God and God was the offensive first. Line.
Yeah, God, they've gone through some adversity, and God was still there for him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, big ups. Big ups to God for hanging with the team.
Yep,
for staying with the team. And no, I gotta give CJ credit. I mean, I love his faith, and he's not afraid to show it, and that's great. That's awesome. But listen to his quote about the he's talking about the offensive line, and it was well, you'll hear. I mean, right away. CJ's back. CJ is back. His confidence is back. There's no question about that. Here is CJ talking about the O-line.
O-lineman did a great job, and that's where it starts. You know, I think I'm one of the best. You know, when I get the time and I can like deal it out, and our O-line did amazing this game. And when that happens, you know, Kels is calling a great game, and our receivers running really good routes. We've been getting better at practice every week, and I think that's where you know you see the growth. But yeah, it really starts with him.
I'm one of the best when I get some time. And you know what? God bless.
I wanted to have that confidence.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't care.
There were some people that really got I didn't understand it because CJ said, yeah, I was watching myself when I was in high school, and I'm an old man now.
Well, that was taken. Yeah, that was, you
that
know.
Was so ridiculous. People, this guy, he's got to go. He's 24 and he's.
I get on. Making jokes about it. We would have made jokes about, oh, CJ, I know exactly what you mean. I've got a back. Like
sciatic.
When I was 24 is when I really started having a lot of, you know, issues with my neck. And when it would rain, my knee would hurt. Right. Throwing discs.
But elbow.
But I saw people like, I'm just tired of him. We need to draft someone else. I'm like, well, it was kind of a joke. I know he's saying, I look faster than, CJ's not a speedster out of the pocket. He did have a nice scramble early in the game, up the middle, up the middle. He damn near ran it for a touchdown.
Yeah, right down the sideline.
That's the longest run I've ever seen CJ have in his life. Is that the longest?
Well, I mean, and he is 24. He's getting up there now. So I was shocked that he still had that motor. that he was able to do at 24, you know, in 2 days, he was able to get around
I thought CJ kind of was like, even if he wasn't joking, it didn't bother me, and I don't care about this.
Yeah.
You're a pocket quarterback anyway, who we need to be a good scrambler. Like, I feel he had better awareness in the pocket, too.
I'm one of the best.
He's one of the best.
Well, he is one of the – well, now, so – just a couple of weeks ago, we were questioning whether or not CJ was
any good. I'm one of the best.
Now, we were seriously wondering, is this guy any good?
Dale's got a new hot kick.
Here's the difference. Now, he did play a couple of bad teams. There's no question about that. But he got the ball out in 2.46 seconds yesterday. 2.46 seconds, which is the best I think he's ever done.
And some credit to Nick Haley. Nick Haley, because you also – his play calling yesterday – there was a lot of opportunities for quicker throws. It was not all long developing. I'm going to look at the All-22 this morning, but I think Nick also, and this should be expected, is growing as a play, is understanding, okay, this is what I have. I can't run these double verticals, you know, max protection, longer routes. I've got to give CJ opportunities earlier. Because there's certain things that CJ doesn't do as well as other things, and there's certain things where he's really strong at. Well, Nick Cayley's job is to keep his offense humming with the things the team are good at doing. That's what he's got to do. Like, your job is to put your team in the best chance, you know, and there's going to be some things that I don't think CJ is particularly strong at sitting through and getting through progressions quickly, three progressions. I think he's good at making a 1-2 read and getting the ball out. And I think when CJ is coached to, hey, let's look for this quickly, or will you give him the opportunity to, that's when he's good. When CJ gets in rhythm and gets confident, we saw it happen in against the Chargers. Literally, he went from looking like a bad quarterback to a really good quarterback in a matter of plays. Mm-hmm. And it's a confidence thing for him. I mean, it literally can click for him and turn on. And I thought yesterday it clicked for him right away. I noticed whenever he runs and gets out of the pocket and has the, you know, and gets involved with his legs early on, there seems to be a level of confidence. I'm not asking him to be a running quarterback, but for some reason, he becomes more confident.
Yep. Yeah, he – I don't know. There are certain plays – you're right. There's certain plays that really boost him. Early on, they – I mean, well, he's just looking good right now. And it's maybe in large part because Baltimore sucks.
That's – hey, let me tell you, Baltimore is still Baltimore. The psychological
– yeah, but they suck.
No, they're not good defensively at all. And they're then, bad. You know, the Titans actually came back and won, came back from behind. And when you're I don't care who it's against, because those teams can win on any given Sunday. And so I want CJ. I would be more worried. Can you imagine how worried we'd be if CJ threw four touchdowns?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the feeling of if they had scored 20 points against this defense?
Yeah. No,
like, oh, that would have been. God.
But they didn't. I mean, they were really good.
No, they were really good.
I don't know.
The beginning.
Yeah. Now they got a week off, and here we
go. I wish they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish they didn't. And, you know, thank you for Lamar being out. And this is how I view sports. I want your best players out when my team faces you. I don't care. I want your guys gone.
Beat it.
This was the best case scenario. Bunch of starters out. This was great. I wish every Sunday could be like this for the Texans. Yeah. Everyone's starters are out. That'd be the best football ever. Oh, Josh Allen's out.
Oh, wow.
Josh Allen's out. Oh, they're playing. Look who they're playing. They're playing the Colts. Anthony Richardson's going to step in place of Daniel Jones.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be great.
What if they bench Daniel Jones now?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want him injured. Just bench him.
Yeah, they did put up 40. I mean, it's going to be tough. Anthony Richardson did catch a pass, so maybe they're moving him to tight end.
Maybe. Well,
I don't want that, because that means Daniel Jones plays more.
I don't want that, because Anthony Richardson probably is a pretty good tight end.
He's probably better than quarterback.
He's not as good as Tyler.
One catch for 9 yards. He had a pass he completed.
Yeah. He's not going to be a quarterback. Well, look at the guys that have left now. Baker Mayfield is one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah,
in the
but you know Geno Smith. That dream is over.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
that was
bad.
A cool season you had in Seattle, yeah. But I don't even know what happened to that guy. He opened up a can of quit yesterday. Like, he literally quit on the field. They need to go back to Aiden O'Connell.
He quit because they.
Well, is Aiden O'Connell hurt? I can't remember if O'Connell's out with an injury. But Geno was terrible. Our guy, but let me try to stay on the Texans. This is hard. CJ, when things aren't going well, I think, I mentioned this last week, he tends to hold himself accountable, but he looks at what you could be doing also. And I think that creates a level of maybe a level of additional stress on him because he's like, well, you're not doing this. Well, this play caller's not doing this. When things are going good, they go really good for CJ.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's important for him, and I'm not trying to I swear this is not, don't try to cut this up and make this video something it's not, Sam. This is literally me saying that I think CJ Stroud, it's important that he and Nick Caley see the game the same way. And it's important for CJ to recognize, you know, Nick may know some ball that, you know, he may have a vision of things that I, you know, that makes some sense. That I never really thought of that way. It's important for Nick Caley. Don't just call the offense. Call the offense relative to what CJ does.
All Nick Caley has to realize is
I'm one of the best.
He's one of the best,
and he'll be fine. Just
he's
realize.
One of the best.
Oh,
he's no Carson Beck, but he's one of the
maybe
best.
Maybe you're not concerned. Are you concerned about the offensive line still, Dell?
Not against a Ravens defensive front that I can't name a player on. No.
Wow. And Ode.
That is kind of true.
Owe Adafe did. No, but offensive line, good for them.
Yeah.
Good. They deserve all the credit in the world that they've actually played better than people give them credit for. You and I both have seen that.
Yeah.
It's funny. So did. Who was I watching talking about the offensive line has been actually pretty good? Did we have somebody?
Well,
on
yeah.
I know Johnny Harris and I had that conversation as well.
No, I don't think we had anybody on. But listen, their pressure rate is like 12th best in the league right now. Pressure rate for season.
Yeah, it's gone way down.
Yeah, it's gone way down.
It's gone way down.
Well,
way
yeah. Pressure rate has gone down and their ranking has gone up. They're like ranked the 12th best in pass protection in the league right now.
As a team, they've actually done pretty well as a team. They've had individual breakdowns. And look, ultimately you're judged on what happens on a play. So an individual breakdown looks bad for the whole unit. But I'm telling you, I've actually been happier with how the team has handled movement, twists. Like, they are handling it way better under Cole Popovich than they did under Chris Strausser. Way the players, Shaq Mason being out, Ed Ingram being in, it's actually made a big difference. Juice Scruggs has played better. You know, Ursary's going to get better as the season goes on because he's a rookie. Titus Howard, they're doing a pretty decent job up front. It's something that needs to be mentioned. You had some ability to run the football yesterday. Look, you beat the Ravens. As far as when you look back at this in 3 years, you're going to see a win against the Ravens on the road. That's all I care about.
I hope we're not looking back at random regular season games 3 years from now.
I hope all the time.
I hope they are reaching bigger goals than. Remember that time?
We beat the Ravens?
We beat the Ravens.
The Ravens?
First time in franchise history.
No, that is fine as a discussion point this week. But he said 3 years from now. I hope we are past talking about regular season victories.
You can hope all you want.
This is my hope.
By history.
This is just my hope.
We talk about regular season games
because
here.
We're talking about Super Bowls now?
I hope so.
Okay,
what's the point if not for that?
I hope so too, Dale.
Just slow down. We beat the Ravens without Lamar.
Listen,
slow down.
This is
that.
What I'm saying. I don't want to
take a step at a time.
I don't want to revel in that 3 years from now. Well, that's all.
Well, I mean, what were you reveling in two weeks ago here?
Playoff wins, divisional wins. Hey, we got to the divisional round the last couple years. Remember that?
The division?
Yeah.
Remember
now the Colts are apparently the dominant force, in not even just the AFC South, the AFC.
I mean, you really needed a win yesterday to stand striking distance of the Colts. The Colts are 4-1 now. They could easily be 5-0 if A.D. Mitchell didn't exist.
Are they the best team in football?
I don't think so, no. I will say this.
They're dominant when they win games
now. Their run game
is
absolutely dominant. They got weapons galore. Daniel Jones is taking care of the football, and they got some defense. But their secondary has some holes. Like, I don't think they're the best team in football. But you know what? They actually have fewer holes than the Bills. They have fewer holes than who else got beat yesterday?
Watch the Chargers Eagles? Lose to the Commanders at home.
The Chargers didn't look good.
No.
I mean,
scored 10 points.
Yeah, scored 10. They got 10 in the first half, and they couldn't. Hey, the Herbert stuff. Ever since game one, and he had a great comeback against but he didn't play well. That offense really didn't hum against the Denver Broncos, and then he made a he helped make a good comeback with this great throw. But the Herbert stuff, remember how Herbert was definitely one of the top three to five quarterbacks? That kind of stuff, I haven't seen that since then.
No, it's Herbert. You know he's going to disappoint. It's Herbert. We got to stop this Herbert love.
It's now we're on to Drake May now. Drake May is
now that Herbert got out of the AFC.
Sorry, Drake May is not top five.
Doesn't bother me.
Drake May is great.
I'm sorry. Is he Carson Beck?
You need to be worried about trying
anything.
Sorry, I don't know. Since we're hyping ACC quarterbacks after I don't know he hasn't played even
the ACC guy.
He hasn't even played 17 games.
That's because. But Carson Beck took a step down and went to the ACC. He was in the NBA. Now he's playing in the WNBA.
All I know is he's got the best resume.
He didn't even go D League. He didn't even go not D League. What's it called? The
G League.
The G League.
The best team in the SEC.
WNBA.
The best team in the SEC lost to Florida State.
The best team in
Alabama.
No.
Who else is? Exactly.
Not sure who the best team is.
Watch your words, sir.
I was there at that game this weekend. Well, let's break it. We got a lot to get to.
We got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. You got to talk about John Daspit. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer who, big sports fan, huge sports fan. He's got sports opinions, usually pretty good ones too, actually. But he spends most of his time working. He's got a wife, a couple kids. He has a busy life, but, you know, he puts his family first. But 1A is going to be you, to be honest with you. It's like you're a family member if he's working on your case. He's going to give you the attention you deserve. And I think that's a big difference. That's the really big difference. You want a personal injury lawyer who is looking out for your best interest. And the only way to truly do that is to spend the time to unearth all the bills that you're going to have medically, all the bills that are coming up in terms of physical therapy, do you need a CAT scan? Do you need an MRI? Do you need an X-ray? If you have these injuries, don't do a typical guy thing, which is we just try to walk it off, you know, put some dirt on it, rub some beer, pour some beer on it, you'll be fine. No, if you're injured, you need to, but due to the negligence of others, you need to go through everything and make sure everything's fine, because if something is a lasting injury and you don't have it accounted for, that's going to be your financial responsibility in the future. So John Daspit takes that time, unearths everything, you know, lifts up every stone and unearths every bill you're going to have. And he's going to make sure that you get paid for your pain and suffering, the time missed from work, all across the board. His settlements are the strongest settlements because he doesn't give in to the insurance companies, and he finds everything he needs to make sure that you are taken care of financially. John Daspit is the man to call, and it's his law office is ready for you. DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Green light offer. It's my man Sean. Woo! You hear him. We'll pay you the rent houses. That guy is energetic, but I really like talking to him because what he offers, the service is totally legit. Greenlight Offer is about making sure that you can sell your home quickly, get that money, and move on. And I'll tell you where it's most beneficial, or at least what they tend to use it for. A lot of times, divorce settlements. People are done. It's going to be a quick divorce. They want to make it quick, amicable, or maybe not so amicable, and they want to get that cash infusion right away. They will sell divorce situations are done very, very quickly. Retired landlords, you're just done with the house. You've been a landlord. You're done with it. You know, people have been, you know, messed it up, and you're like, I'm just done with this. I just want to sell that home. They will come in there. They'll buy the home from you. They'll get it fixed up so that they can sell it later. But you don't have to worry about doing showings. You don't have to worry about getting your bathroom ready, your kitchen ready, putting new flooring in. None of that. They'll make you a very fair offer, and all the hassle is gone. 7 to 10 days typically is what they'll, you know, is how long they need to close. People who are job relocation, you got a job relocation, you need to sell your home. Greenlight Offer makes it easy for you. I've got a situation in my extended family where we're going to be looking at Greenlight Offer as well, because we want to get the best offer with the lowest hassle. And that's greenlightoffer.com. That's greenlightoffer.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Jason, stop giving CJ love for being good against a bunch of third stringers. like he did his whole first year. He did play a last place schedule his first year. He wasn't as good last year, and he's, you know, he wasn't good to start this season. Now he's good. Listen, when if you're going to crush him when he's bad, you got to give him love when he's good. Yeah. He was really good.
Because I promise you, if he didn't play well yesterday, you would have said something.
Yes.
We all would have. Yes. So that, is that fair that you don't get any credit if you play well?
No.
And it's not like he played average. He didn't play average. The guy had four touchdowns, played really well.
Great.
Had a big run. Like, yeah, you're right. We got to be able, it should be okay to say when CJ's playing well. Who's to say that that wouldn't have been a strong game against, you know, the Lions or the Broncos?
I say that.
No.
Well, you don't know.
I say that because the Ravens have allowed everyone not named. Who's the one guy they didn't let play well? Was it the Browns or the Bengals? I forgot who it was. But Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, now these are good quarterbacks, so you want...
CJ's one of the best.
Well, he did tell us that. Josh Allen. So the Ravens have played big-time quarterbacks, and they all were great. Also, they've been get-right games for the Chiefs, who we were questioning offensively, and now the Texans as well. The Texans have played five really good quarters in a row of offense.
Listen,
you can't say that.
Yeah.
The stats, as a numbers guy, I have to say the stats. They've allowed 41, 38, 37, and 44 in their losses. That those numbers seem high. Josh Allen,
do they
touchdown.
Seem a little high to you?
I'm going to do some more numbers. And these are advanced metrics, so y'all try to keep along. Josh Allen had two touchdown passes. Jared Goff had one touchdown pass. Pat Mahomes had four touchdown passes. How many did CJ Stroud have?
Pat Mahomes plays tonight.
No, against the Ravens.
These are all the Ravens' opponents.
And C.J. Stroud, four. C.J. did something that only one other quarterback in the history of 2025 against the Ravens has done.
Yeah,
four touchdown passes.
Yeah.
The great Josh Allen, your MVP, couldn't even do what C.J. did. So, Jason, I'm sorry that what C.J.'s doing right now is an MVP level, you know, week five.
Jason, probably not a great day to challenge these two on this stuff because you know what time they're on. But yes, context may matter, but doesn't have to matter today. Like, they got a week off, and they got to go to Seattle. Jason, if you want to say, see, I told you, but you got to wait.
Yeah, you can't do that right now.
No. Jason, hold it, okay?
Yeah, just hold it.
We got 2 weeks to sit on. Seriously,
aren't you happy your quarterback played well? Yeah, or do you just want to win some argument on Twitter against somebody that you don't know in a chat room?
It could be worse. You could be getting hit in the face by the snap like Kyler. That was,
and we
got concussed on that.
We also had another player dropping the football, before he gets into the end zone.
Wait, I didn't see. Who
did
that?
Oh, my God. The Cardinals.
One of their backup running backs.
I was in the car. I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. He dropped the ball going in the end zone.
Who did that?
DeMarcado.
That little guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw he had three carries for 81 yards.
Yeah, well, one
because all of fantasy football was mad that he wasn't starting for some reason, and he dropped it?
He dropped it going in the end zone.
Because I was driving
80-yard run. An 80-yard run.
Now, he did it differently. Normally, they just drop it. He, like, flipped it forward this time. He, like, but he wasn't in the end zone.
The defender get a hand
I think it might have been L'Jarius Sneed chasing him. L'Jarius Sneed may have shown some effort for once this year. But I think he threw it forward as opposed to just dropping it. Either way, he didn't have control going in the end zone.
A.D. Mitchell cost the Colts a game, and DeMarcado cost the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He goes in, they're up 22.
Game's over.
In the fourth quarter. And the Titans come back and win the game.
That's
on
awesome.
One of the. You didn't see the crazy play that they won the game on.
No, I didn't.
An interception that he fell to the ground and fumbled. And it went squirting into the end zone, and the Titans fell on it.
What? That's how they
That's
won
how
the
they
game?
Won the game. That's awesome.
Literally, so this drive back from Tuscaloosa is about 10 hours. It's not my favorite drive I've ever made, but we have to make it because it was parents' weekend. We went, I saw my first Alabama game. So I'm listening to games. But once the Texans game was over, I was just, you know, I would do score checks on the phone. But I'm like, I'm not listening to it. And my wife was driving at that point because we had switched. I had her drive for about 2.5 hours. And we got a rule. Whoever drives gets to listen to their music. Well, she listens to books on tape, and she listens at 1.75 speed. So you can't even... I'm like, what are you doing? This is
can't
like,
understand this.
Like, I can't even, like, how do you do this? And I was listening to a podcast one time with her, and she said, oh, I can't listen like this. What, at one? At regular speed? How do you deal with people? We all talk at this speed in real life. So anyway, I'm having to keep track of score stuff on my phone because my computer was dying out. And I don't know if you know this or not, but not great cell service coming from I-10 East, coming back from...
From New Orleans?
From Louisiana.
Yeah.
Boy, that road. By the way, is that the biggest grift? How much have they put into that? $10 trillion for infrastructure? Those roads are never going to be fixed ever, ever, ever.
Well,
it's been going on for, what, seven, 8 years?
There is a stretch in Louisiana that's nice now, though. That's
Is there?
Yeah.
Right, I don't know. In Mississippi, I had no problems.
Well, because...
That's such a rich state.
Yeah. If one from Mississippi, we'd be 50.
Yeah.
And do you ever hear that song?
No.
Yeah, that's
I don't know that one.
It's in education. Alabama sings it to Mississippi.
Oh,
if it wasn't if it wasn't for Mississippi, we'd be 50. Anyway, we got what a college football weekend we had. What a baseball weekend that we had, and we got the Texans with the win. You learned something this weekend,
He really didn't get past the end zone when he did that? It looked like he was
It looked like it, but the fact, I think the optical illusion is him throwing it forward. Like, if he had dropped it, it might have been more clear, but either way, just, DeMicardle, just get in the end zone, man. Just, what
are we doing? No, he had to have crossed it.
You know, if I'm a head coach, my rule is this. You do not drop the ball until you hit the end line.
Well,
the other side of the end zone. That is the most selfish play in the history of sports.
What is it doing for you?
What are you trying to prove? How cool you are? Get into the end zone for your team, get the points, and then you can show how cool you are. That is the most... It makes me nuts. These guys that think they're so cool, it's more important to show how cool you are dropping a ball right as you cross the line as opposed to making sure that you get points for your team.
And it's usually not a start... player like DeSean Jackson, of course, he did that. He started that in high school. But for the most part, it's usually not star players who do it.
I don't know that AD was trying to do it. I think he was trying to put his hand up.
But he was trying
to hold it out.
Cool. But still, his was not the flip, the throw. That's the dumbest of all things.
And you're a third string running back. You're a third string running back, and you cost your team the game.
It's in some ways in line with the Barry Sanders act like you've been there before, because generally star players, they got their own celebrations, but they don't usually make this mistake.
No.
They get in the end zone, do whatever dance they want to do. It's always the guys who feel like on the fringe of being in the league who do this for whatever reason.
You're not great, and that is the dumbest play in sports. The dumbest play. And then the wave. That's it. They're the dumbest. The two things.
The wave also.
The wave is the second.
You mentioned the entire weekend. I did take no pleasure in watching the Mariners not being Trouble with Scooble. I was like,
did like game one.
Yeah, game one was great, and everyone was like, oh, now they got the Scooble game. Good luck.
Yeah, but I also, what about the Yankees?
Well, that's always good.
That was the best.
Judge and that awful strikeout.
Collapse. I can't wait for Judge. I hope that they just collapse.
How about Judge can't even catch a ball in a corner? I mean, he's so bad. They're so terrible. I love it. Listen, it's time again. Why is it time again? But I don't get it, but it's time again. You're getting your property taxes now.
Leave me alone, property tax people.
I know. I mean, do you see what DeSantis says?
You're like impending doom.
You see what DeSantis says? When you pay off your house, you don't have property taxes anymore in Florida. That's what he's going to do. We're not doing that here, and that sucks. We should do that.
Well, I mean, I still got some payments.
But we do have OwnWell. We've got OwnWell. Okay, so the bills are coming in. You're going to have to pay. I don't know what you're going to have to pay, but it's going to be more. 86% of OwnWell's customers receive reductions. 86%. 60,000 Houston homeowners switched to OwnWell and received, on average, better reductions than similar agents. OwnWell customers averaged over $1,100 per. Okay? Put property tax money back in your pocket in just minutes. It's easy to sign up. They deliver top results. They got the proprietary technology. They win 86% of the time. Stop overpaying and start saving with Ownwell. Sign up in 3 minutes at ownwell.com/Texas. That's ownwell.com/Texas.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In 10 minutes, we're going to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You learned something. There is something that you learned, and you can bring it to the show in 10 minutes. 10 minutes from now. All right, so that'll happen. If you want to get in now and talk about anything, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Dell, you went to Florida State. I'll tell you this. I mean, we're talking about this. Even Josh Pate, I put Josh Pate's sound in there. Josh Pate's talking about Miami. Miami's pretty good football team now. Miami's pretty good football. Mm-hmm. That defensive front, holy really crap. Good. Number four, Dell?
Reuben Bain, he's five-star that Nick Saban won. It's Cristobal got him.
Let me tell you something. You like to rag on Cristobal. First of all, he's a kingmaker at quarterback
Like to rag.
So he's a quarterback whisperer, which you didn't know. I think the offensive line, I put a little, they'll be in the Joe Moore Award. On a roll for sure. They're, you know, the pass protection has been good. Run blocking, I think, is just okay. I mean, they've got some physical runners. Yeah, Miami's got a lot of what you need. I don't see anyone else really popping from a college football standpoint.
Well, Ty Simpson in Alabama.
I'm going to tell you something. Ty Simpson after the FSU game. Boy, Ty Simpson?
Yeah.
Alec was saying, I had to take whatever my son who works at the Alabama program, you know, you get that SEC propaganda. He's like, you better start talking about Ty Simpson in the draft. And this is before this last game. I'm like, this is his first year starting. Slow down. In every game he plays, he's showing good football IQ. He makes plays when the play extends. He had a really smart play where he got a touchdown pass to Ryan Williams. Like, Ty Simpson, he was a five-star. I don't know. People forget that. Ty Simpson was a five-star coming out of high school. He's got good size. He's got a good arm. He beat back Diego Pavia, which, by the way, Pavia, I had to go find out his real height because I was like, God, he's short on the field. Because I was standing on the field, and I was over there by him. I'm like, my goodness, he's short. He's 5'09 and 6'8". He's 5'09 and 3/4", Pavia is. Yeah, he's under 5'10".
Wow.
Did you see the interaction with him and a fan as he was walking off? So he's walking off, and then you just hear this fan yelling at him, Alabama fan, probably in his mid-40s, maybe 50 or whatever. He goes, you don't grab your stuff in front of my kid. You don't grab your stuff in front of my kid. But he used a different word. And Pavi goes, I'll do whatever the F I want. I'll do what. This is after the game as they're walking off. I'll do whatever the F I want. You don't. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the guys now said, I'll beat you, blah, blah. And then Pavi is like, whatever. And then he's walking off. So Alabama didn't like the way he was talking before the game. The fans didn't appreciate him either.
He's got Johnny swagger.
Of course, Johnny's the honorary captain. Johnny was on the field as the honorary captain for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and he started arguing. That's so weird. You went to A&M. Like, what is he doing? But obviously, there's a Pavia Johnny connect. I could see Johnny being from New Mexico, too. I know he's not from Albuquerque, New Mexico, but Johnny's got the Albuquerque, New Mexico
like
vibes.
Like Bregman,
a little. Yeah.
They all wear the number Pavia.
Absolutely.
Pavia, Manziel, Bregman, they all wear the number two.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's something to be said there.
Yeah. Yeah. There is something to be said about number two. How about that? Does he wear it for Johnny?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe that's why it was.
Yeah. It was a little weird for Johnny to be on the sideline. Now, Arch. Listen.
Oh, are we done praising Miami?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, okay.
That's
I was wondering.
Yeah, that's over.
Okay.
Beat a real team.
We don't care enough.
Wait a minute.
Beat a real team.
How many teams do they have to beat?
Yeah.
Florida State's lost two in a row now.
Yeah, Florida State.
They got beat by – we're done with Florida State.
Florida just beat Texas.
They're worse
than we call them the Ravens of the. We call them the Ravens of the ACC.
Wait a minute. They beat Florida who just beat Texas?
We're done with Texas,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Texas is
so
terrible.
Are there
Texas is over.
Texas is terrible.
Are right. there any real teams besides Ohio State?
Arch cannot see 6 yards down the field. That guy has some of the worst field vision. I don't – this man,
well,
the fact his name is Manny, how about his backup comes in and rips a 25-yarder?
And I thought –
and then Arch comes back and like, sack, hanging on to it forever. His backup looks better than him.
Yeah, well, for one play. But
that's all I can go off of. Sorry.
Well, I know. That's all you got. I said earlier, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Arch doesn't get benched this year. But I will say this.
Because Quinn couldn't get benched last year.
Yeah, I know. I know. But
Quinn was
Quinn got to the playoff.
I know, but you had Arch behind him. And even when Quinn played terrible, you couldn't get him benched.
Well, now you know why.
But they won. They're not winning now.
Quinn gave him the best chance.
But his offensive line is terrible.
Oh, they're awful.
They're awful.
I cannot. It's the worst offensive line I've seen. You know, and Texas didn't have draftable guys for a long time on the offensive line. It was just not good. They're soft. Yeah. They can't open up run holes. They're bad on pass pro. Now, they lost four starters, but lots of teams lose four starters. They didn't reload their Texas. You got money for NIL, for transfer portal. How do you not
have... Well, he chose not to. He went with development over...
Yeah.
And that's fine. Aren't you recruiting 4 and 5 stars on the offensive line? They look bad.
Well,
they got a good offensive line.
We saw just last week the best portal teams that got the most out of the portal were the best teams in the country. We're undefeated. You got to use the portal. Dabo, you got to use the portal. Sark, you got to use the portal.
Yeah,
you have to.
Miami went from having one of the worst secondaries in program history. They got like 6 guys. And you see how it's changed the complexion of their defense. So, yeah, find a way. And he didn't. Sark didn't.
But I will say this, though. One of the sacks where Arch was holding the ball, they showed the y'all 22. They showed the wide angle. Nobody's open. His wide receivers aren't that good either. They're not separating
Speaking
either.
Of his wide receivers, did you hear former Texas receiver Jonte Cook's uncle call it?
Can you play that?
Yeah, can you play it?
So the setup is... Syracuse lost Steve Angeli, the Notre Dame transfer, and they've been terrible on offense since. They lost him in a Clemson game, and they've lost 2 straight. And bad offensively. They got this young player who can't play, at least right now. So Jonte Cook transferred to from Texas to Syracuse because that was an offense that was wide open. He wanted more opportunities. So the uncle, allegedly, of Jonte Cook called into like...
I thought it was the dad.
No, it's the uncle. Okay. Of a random Syracuse postgame show. It's like got some, like maybe a Syracuse student maybe is doing the show. So it's not like one of the big websites, it looks like. And he called in and he just went on for a minute 10 about how the quarterback sucks and I'm getting Jonte out of here. Let me grab it here. Hold on.
That is, I mean, uncles and wives and who was the Miami player, the Dolphin, whose wife was?
Miko.
Yeah.
Grant Grimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was a mess.
She's got a podcast now.
Of course she does.
Popular.
She like to talk. I'm sure she does. So this is the alleged uncle of Jonte Cook calling into a Syracuse postgame show.
I don't know if you've been watching quarterback play. I just left the game. I had to leave in the third quarter. From what I've seen, that was some high school football. Ain't nobody paying attention. My nephew is a 5-star receiver from the SEC. He got 3-star receivers covering him from the ACC, and they can't get him the ball. I'm the reason he went to Texas, and I'm going to get on the phone with his father, and we're going to see what we can do. We can't let Ricky ruin our chances to get to the league. That boy is not ready for a number one spot. I've seen the practice tapes. My brother sent me the practice tapes, and I see what he do in practice. So, football games are starters are built in practice, and that boy sucked in practice. So, I'm looking at it. He's not supposed to be there. And maybe Luke Pointer ain't the answer. But I ain't seen a quarterback throw the football backwards since the 80s. So then he want to run to the coach and watch film. You need to go all the way back to high school. and watch film with your high school coach. Because that's what it looked like.
This is...
What you got to say about that?
That's courtesy of Q Sports Talk.
So you do know that this is what coaches deal with on a regular basis. Uncles calling them, that quarterback sucks, I got a five-star. Mm-hmm. That phone call is literally what a coach deals with all the time. Mm-hmm. They deal with family members telling you how good their nephew is. That's what my brother has been a coach. Like they get that in high school. They get it in 7-on-7s. They get it in college. I don't know about pros, God forbid, but it's, you know, I guess agents take the role of uncles in that one, so it's a little more congenial, but
right.
that's stupid.
That, whatever. I mean, it's just shut up, uncle. Hey, unc.
He told you, he got him in Texas.
Hey, unc, yeah. Shut up.
Thanks for all you've done.
Yeah. We got, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Coming up next. So call in now. Let's go. You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You learn something. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about HR and Peanut. My son works for him now, and he's, you know, he's learning, and it's so good. And we had a great conversation about it yesterday and what he's doing and everything else. And the thing about HR&P is, I got to tell you, they will save you money. I'm just telling you. Here's where the admin companies are getting you. They're getting you with their insurance plans or their 401ks, okay? And the admin costs of those keep going up, and they will keep going up. The thing about HR&P is this. They don't sell 401ks, and they don't sell insurance. What they do is they find you the best insurance plan or 401k for your business. If you've got an admin company, chances are they're really screwing you on these things. Well, look over here. Look how low our payroll is. But then they're getting you on the backside. And there's a reason that they put their names on golf tournaments and billboards is because they're making so much money. HR&P is going to save you money. Let them see. Just get a free evaluation right now. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a full board. And you can, as soon as somebody gets off, you can get in. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I know what Dell learned.
Yeah. Well, I've known that my entire, really, college football watching life. But it is great to watch a transfer receiver from LSU mock them right in the camera twice after touchdowns. Like, what do you... He's like, hey, I'm here for a year. But I will mock Florida State mercilessly after scoring 2 touchdowns.
Yep. So you learned that. You learned about your wife. Podcast.
No, I already knew that. Oh. I learned that one of the best Mexican restaurants I've ever had, although I already knew this, is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, that's it.
Yep.
That's what you learned this weekend. One of the best Mexican restaurants is in Tuscaloosa.
Ever that I've had, ever.
Ever. Wow. In
Texas, New Mexico.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Mexico City.
Let's go. Peña, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Dirty Macker. Hey, I learned this weekend that Poetan had revenge on his mind. Thank you. Have a great day.
Who had revenge?
Pereira.
Oh, Pereira.
Knockout in the first round. It was brutal, too. Mm-hmm. Pereira's a beast. He gained 30 pounds after cutting weight. How do you gain 30 pounds after you cut weight at your weigh-in to get it 200 and then you come back?
The next day.
32 pounds. Yeah, that seems impossible.
Holy crap, you ate a lot. Mito. Mito, what up?
I learned that getting hit in the back with a steel chair feels like a million pissed off bees hit you in the back. Golly, that hurt.
Oh, Mito's a pro wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah. And he got hit with a metal chair?
Yeah.
Goodness. Aren't they supposed to have, like, aren't they supposed to?
No, those things are real. The chairs, at least.
713-780-3776. Elliot, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that after the entire AFC North lost this weekend, the Steelers will be up three games on the division if they beat the Browns next weekend.
Steelers are going to walk in.
Man.
You got the Browns, no that, Lamar Jackson, turned, no Joe Burrow.
That went from the best division in football to the, probably the worst.
I'm pretty sure the AFC might stink.
Yeah.
If you look at what's going on.
I mean, look at the NFC with
Baker. The Texans have a losing record.
With the Lions?
Yeah.
I think San Francisco?
We used to talk about the top of the NFC being great, but the depth was in the AFC. I don't think that's the case anymore.
And the Cardinals were winning, like... The records in the AFC West, NFC West, I'm like, I don't believe in that. But you look at the AFC, I still believe in the Bills. I mean, I still.
Are we going to start believing in the Broncos?
Yeah. I mean, the Broncos should have beat the Colts and the Chargers. They maybe should be undefeated right now. Two losses that they lost right at the last minute.
Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, guys. In keeping with the love for the Miami football program, I learned that the best freshman receiver in college football is nicknamed Baby Jesus.
That is his nickname, Malachi Toney.
He's pretty good.
His nickname is
Baby Jesus.
They called him Baby Jesus, and he was a high school quarterback last year. He played quarterback almost exclusively.
So he's just learning the wide receiver position?
He probably did it in camps, but for his team last year, he played high school quarterback as a senior.
As I saw him in one game, I'm like, this guy's going to be a problem.
Baby Jesus? Isn't that a little much now? I mean, he's good, but.
I mean, he saved my soul on Saturday night.
Wow, Baby Jesus.
They gave it to him, and it's
the expectations are way up there.
So far,
up there.
And he was a 17-year-old up until like a couple days ago.
Chris on the north side, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, guys? So this weekend I learned that Mark Sanchez might low-key be a member of Los Vatos Locos.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man.
He is.
How that story turned from thoughts, T's and P's to Mark to what? He's arrested?
It's rare to be stabbed and in stable condition, and then later they arrest you in the hospital.
Right. Well, he had one on.
We'll have to. Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
He had one on. Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho? What'd you learn this weekend?
Yeah, I learned that if you have Xfinity MultiView, you can watch the Red Zone channel and the network games at the same time.
There you go. That's what those MultiViews do for
MultiView.
You.
MultiView. Atta boy.
You multiviewed it.
Well done. Well done. That's a great way to watch games.
You know, speaking of that, I know it's local, but also the Cowboys are playing at the same time. They couldn't have switched up the games at some point. It was 44-10, obviously, when we were watching, and the Cowboys were blowing out the Jets. They went through those games in their entirety. What happened
to them? They had to because of local network.
Is that, but the Cowboys too?
Yeah, the Cowboys too. I mean, it's like a local,
what happened to the
like a local game here.
I guess I grew up in LA where I didn't have the local teams.
You know
at
what
the time.
I learned today? What I learned today is that from an agent who is listening is that's not actually Jonte Cook's uncle. That's actually his dad. Which makes you're ruining our chances of getting to the league. Right. I'm the reason he went to Texas. Right. That all makes a little more like, that tracks.
Well, I know uncles have had influence, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I guess if it's the dad...
This is the dad.
But when he told me how he knows, I'm like, sounds legit.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
El Juan G, the Lance of Z.
Delvecito, congratulations on your good goal.
¿Qué pasó?
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. So, he pretty much, whoever Chris and the Woodlands took my mojo, but I did find out, though, that Netflix is coming out with a special called Dirty Sanchez, the up and fall of Mark Sanchez.
That's not a
show. You didn't find that out.
That's not a show called Dirty Sanchez with starring Mark Sanchez.
He didn't find that out. You didn't learn that.
No.
No one greenlit that. Well, actually, I could see somebody greenlighting that documentary for.
But he didn't learn that
Netflix
over the weekend.
No, he's pitching it.
If Sanchez,
basically, that's a studio pitch he's getting together.
Yeah, if Sanchez was transgender, Netflix might.
Are you talking about Wayward? Dirty. Are you talking about that show Wayward?
Oh, I'm not watching Wayward.
Yeah, I know. I just finished that show.
No, the kids, the cartoon.
Oh, they also have a...
They have a cartoon for kids.
Oh, I didn't know that. But they also have a pretty good show called Wayward.
Why is that in your timeline? On your Netflix for you? We think you'll love this, John.
No.
Is he got cartoon?
It's all over the internet.
Well, I was going to say, it's not
a lot. Netflix has lost $15 billion over the last couple of weeks because of it.
It's not. How can they lose it that fast?
They've lost because a bunch of people are.
Billion.
I was unaware of that.
You know what I just do? It's not on my For You's. Like, we think you'll love this. I wouldn't love a trans cartoon.
No.
I don't want any cartoons.
It's not on my timeline.
I don't want any cartoons, to be honest with you. No. I don't watch cartoons. Maybe you don't hear. I don't take no advice from no cartoons. That's what you maybe
know. Donovan, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, I learned that Vanderbilt couldn't stop Alabama on that last touchdown to keep it under 10.5 on underdog.
Oh, my God. Well. A handoff on 4th-and-1 that scores a spread-busting touchdown?
Yeah.
Holy crap. We're walking to our car just trying to get out of there, and I hear, and I'm like, there's no way that was a touchdown. That was a touchdown.
Yep. And, well...
Let's talk about your bad beats.
Yep.
There were some real bad beats going on.
Oh, yeah, there were. Especially if you had the Cardinals yesterday.
Mm.
Tom on a mobile is here. Tom on a mobile. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. So, I unfortunately learned just how bad pepper spray hurts. She didn't warn me.
No one pepper sprayed Tom on a mobile. Stop it.
Tom on a mobile.
Stop it.
Tom does not get pepper sprayed by his women.
No.
Who's next? Jay, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that you can't blame Jose Altuve's buzzers for how bad the Yankees are in October.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, buzzer talk. He's got a buzzer. Jose Altuve.
Maybe everybody's got a buzzer on Toronto. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe everybody's buzzered
but
up.
So far ahead.
It can't just be the Yankees or a bunch of
jokers. Yeah, but they're so far ahead, no one needs to rip off some guy's shirt because of a go-ahead home run. The game's well in hand.
Yeah, right.
So you never need to
never
figure
it
out. Yeah.
There won't be a one-run game.
Yeah.
Anthony, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. I learned CJ is pretty good when his back not gets broke by the opposing defensive lineman.
Yep. No one got their blacks... The back's blown out by the pass rush this time. That was good.
Yeah. Nobody got their back blown out?
Isn't that when they call it when you get sacked?
No. Uh-oh. That's just when Joe Burrow's wearing a particular outfit at the Met Gala.
One of his backless joints?
Yeah. Then he got his back blown out. I don't. That just doesn't sound right. Uh-uh. Something sounds
bad. It was just a shirt. That's all.
That's all. Mm.
That's what
we already went
saying,
to Donovan, though. Right?
Yeah. We're done.
We're done?
All right. That's it. Well, Dell wants to stay on time. How about that? Yeah. Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health, for providing us with... What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence is the game show sweeping the nation. There's no question about that. Y'all do great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Time to talk about Game Day Men's Health. I'm here, but you know what? I feel great. I feel great, and it's all because of Game Day. GameDayMensHealth.com, GameDayMensHealth.com. There's 11 locations and more opening up. But right now, if you're looking for a great way to feel better, this is different. It's just better. You get a free evaluation. You got labs on site, which tells you, and the labs on site are awfully important because you learn right away what the heck is going on with you, right? And the other guys don't have it. But the other guys also charge you just to find out whether or not you need testosterone replacement. I love what Game Day Men's Health is. They found a solution for me. I've gone in there. We sit down. We talk. I go over to Willowbrook and Jamie. She looks at everything, and we got a plan together. And holy crap, it is great. It is great. I feel great. I know you will too. If you're sluggish, if you're not what you used to be, it could be testosterone. Go and see. And go to Game Day Men's Health because they're just better. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.